IVM. Welcome to the Origin of Things. Episode 49. God helps those who helps others. I'm not a particularly religious fellow, but this story might as well make me invoke the Lord's name. It was 2003. Innocent times. Ben was an employee at a 9-year-old retail company that was just starting to grow. The owner of the store would often encourage his employees to come out with ideas to improve the store. Indeed, such ideas would help improve the company. So Ben was one such employee with one such idea, seemingly very outlandish. He took his idea to his boss Chris and told him, "Listen, we are good at selling things in our store, so instead of trying to sell more things, which we should also do, how about if we help other people sell stuff?" You see, Ben was onto something, for his company had got a lot of things right in a competitive market. There were certain processes and systems that their company had got right, which Ben thought, hey, maybe other companies and even entrepreneurs might benefit from. This is exactly the kind of idea that would make traditional management invoke the Lord's name. But thankfully, the owner of the retail enterprise had backbone. He quite liked Ben's idea and defended it and said, "Does not matter if competitors use it. This is our expertise and this is a good way to monetize it." The idea seemed mad. But hey, all great ideas seem mad at one point, right? Ben's boss, Chris, was saddled with the task of developing this idea into a marketable product. But there was one problem. Chris was about to return back home to South Africa. So the owner said, "So what? Develop it there. Pilot it there. Build it out there and then tell us how it went." Brilliant. So Chris took Ben along to South Africa and started his little experiment, trying to help local entrepreneurs out, first in Cape Town and then South Africa and then more companies in Africa itself. The experiment seemed successful enough and the home company was keen on deploying it back home in the USA. It was successful. And then it got even more successful. And then even more successful. And then crazily more successful. And then, okay, you get the general idea. In fact, this little experiment, this helping others project, was so successful that it actually started driving more and more of the parent company's revenues. And because it was a service, it actually ended up contributing more to the profit margin. In fact, at one point, this experiment, Ben's idea, contributed to around 10 to 12% of the revenue of the company, but well over 50% of its profits. Shareholders of this company would indeed invoke the Lord's name. It became so successful now that certain parts of the US government wondering whether it's actually violating antitrust laws and whether it should be segregated from the larger company. Many of you would have guessed what this company is. Before I do reveal the name, I do want to say a couple of things. One piece of wisdom in Silicon Valley that does the rounds frequently is you will make money when you help others make money. And that is certainly the case for this company we are talking about now. It certainly made it easier for many other companies and entrepreneurs to start making money. Not just the small retailers and brands, but also some names that you might be familiar with. Twitter, Adobe, ESPN, Baidu, BBC, Turner Broadcasting, Facebook, LinkedIn, even Netflix. It seemed like the markets, like the Lord, did help those who helped others. In fact, the marketing commentator Scott Galloway frequently says that if this one division was actually subject to antitrust laws and spun off, it would actually on its own end up becoming the most valuable company on the planet. That's enough to make you say God. And God is what many people call the head of this company, who had the vision to take an employee's small and seemingly ludicrous idea close to 20 years ago and run with it. An idea that at the time, which Ben would later describe as possibility of selling virtual servers as a service. Didn't sound too exciting then, did it? A service that is now worth $46 billion at the time of recording and, depending on when you are listening to this episode, might be worth much, much more. A service whose current head is going to be the successor of the parent company. A service whose profits have fueled so many of the parent company's other adventures. A service that is a testament to listening to the power of your employees' ideas, no matter how junior they be, and no matter how many times the idea might make you invoke the Lord's name. A service that was piloted in South Africa and now has revolutionized technology in the 21st century. A service that you as a user probably have never bought, but feeds the profit of a company that you no doubt know, admire, or fear. A service called Amazon Web Services, or AWS for short. See you next week then with another episode of The Origin of Things. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us and all our shows on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, that's Chuck_Gopal on Twitter and Chuck of All Trades on Instagram. All links in the show notes of this episode. See you next week.